please, and start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone. I probably should have stated this is the July 9th City Council meeting for Yorkville, and I would like a roll call, please.
Koch is absent. Transier? Milchewski? Clocher? Funkhauser? Frieders? Tarulis? Peterson? We have a quorum.
That is awesome. Thank you so much. Okay. Are there any amendments to the agenda? Do we need a motion? I always forget. Do we do motions here for the agenda?
Not if there are any.
Okay, perfect. Then we won't. Are there any presentations today? This is awesome. Public hearings. Are there any public hearings today? Or is there a singular public hearing? Neither plural nor singular. Excellent. Citizen comments on agenda items. Are there any citizen comments on the agenda for this evening? No. Okay. Bless you. There is no consent agenda. Do we have minutes in here?
There are no minutes this evening.
Okay. We're moving right along. Okay, bill payments for approval from the current bill list. We have these totals for fiscal year 19 vendors, $438,353.84. For fiscal year 20 vendors, we have $175,382.92. For wire payments, we have $272,338.25. And for payroll period ending 6/28/19, we have $302,054.78. For a grand total of $1,188,129.79. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second? That's by Milchewski.
Second.
Second by Funkhauser. Any discussion? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Clocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Milchewski?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you so much. So we have couple items listed on the mayor's report, but I have, before I forget, I will give you some updates on some other items that are not listed. First of all, I was lucky enough with Lynn, where's Lynn at? She's somewhere out there. There's Lynn. And Pete Rados. We took a tour of the Holiday Inn, and I know this question's been asked a lot of me, probably you. They're shooting for opening early October, is that correct? And the banquet hall, they're hoping next spring, maybe April, something like that. So that's the latest update we have. Any questions, comments? Just wanted to give that update. The next update I have is for the chief of police position. As you know, we're going to be meeting a new chief here, and we'll be conducting interviews shortly. And my goal is still to have something in place by the beginning of August. August 15th, the latest, but I'm really shooting for August 1st. So, just want to give an update on that. And the final update is just kind of this is just my community service update. So, you're probably all familiar with Caring Hands. You know, they're down the south side of town. You give your clothes or whatever there, kind of like Goodwill, but they're tied with the church here in town, or actually outside of town, Cross Lutheran, but they've been involved in the community for years. So, just give you a bit of advice. When you go there, if your white basket or white bags or whatever colored bags of clothes or stuff you have, I have white bags and all kinds of clothes. And I had 4, 5, 6 bags, and I go to help them take them in, and they go to help me take them in. And the one lady I know, Beth Ward, Haldeman, she's been here forever, she said, John, does that have clothing in it or is that garbage? And I look at it all close, I'm like, damn, I'm trying to bring my garbage in. So don't take your garbage to Caring Hands. It's just, they didn't want it. I said, well, since I'm mayor, do you think somebody wants it? They didn't. So those are my non-agenda item updates. So unless there's any questions or comments on those, the first item we have listed on the agenda under the mayor's report is a Riverfest special event participation agreement. I would look for a motion and second to approve.
So moved.
I heard Funkhauser and Milchewski? No? Transier and Milchewski? Okay. And Mr. Olson, you want to just give a quick update on this, please?
Yeah, this is just documenting our current arrangement with the Chamber of Commerce on the Riverfest agreement.
who knows what allows us to name the chamber as an additional insured on our policy, and for them to do the same on their policy.
Any questions? Take a roll call, please.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Milchewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you so much. Second item is an ordinance amending the Yorkville City Code Liquor Control regarding banquet hall liquor licenses. And I'll give a little update on this, and if I'm wrong, correct me, please. This is for any banquet halls. It sounds like we'll have two of these right now. And right now, banquet halls are required to get two separate liquor licenses, one for inside, one for outside, and we're just trying to combine that, make it a little more efficient. Is that correct summary?
Yes.
Excellent. Did I get a motion on this yet or not?
No, we need one.
Oh, I need a motion, please.
So,
heard that from, well, Mr. Peterson. Is there a second? Mr. Funkhauser. Nice. It's nice to get both sides involved, so thank you so much. Okay, any discussion? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Transier?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Milchewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very well, thank you. Public Works Committee report? Anything? Nope, okay. EDC Committee report?
No report.
Public Safety Committee report? Yeah, your items, we took care of one of those earlier. Huh? Admin Committee report?
No report.
Park Board? Please.
Just two quick items. One, I just wanted to thank Eli Church and Jeff Long Green for all their assistance with the 4th of July event. We could not have done the parade and town square activities without them, so it's great to appreciate it. And then this weekend is Riverfest with the Yorkville Area Chamber of Commerce. The park is Friday and Saturday. Fridays from 5 to 10. Saturdays from noon to 10 at Douglas Park. The Knights of Columbus will be selling ribs again this year. So it's country theme music the whole weekend. So hopefully everyone can come out. All the activities are listed on the city website.
Nice, very nice. And I attended, well, parade, I participated in parade, attended activities in town square, and then watched fireworks. The weather, actually, we had a little shower in the afternoon. The weather was great, but tell you what, we had a great turnout. Staff turned up and they did a great job. And a lot of people in the public, but we didn't have too many complaints, did we? I didn't hear of anything at all. Well-behaved crowd was outstanding. So thank you, everyone. And thanks for the staff because they were on top of everything. Yeah, and the kids love those little water rides, or well, not water rides, but the water fights.
Oh, it's definitely the fire department. Obviously.
Yeah.
They roll with that, and they can have the police department as well.
So. Yeah, well, thank you. Because I know years ago, the firemen used to do it. Those of you who've been around a long time, they used to have the firemen actually from the different towns would come and do the little battles. Well, now they're just having little kids. And so I had one on the front line, one on the back line. It was outstanding. So thank you. Okay. Planning and Zoning Commission?
No.
Oh, this is great. City Council report? City Clerk's report?
No report.
Community and Liaison report? Staff report?
No reports.
Additional business? Citizen comments? No report? Oh, darn it, Todd. for the record, your name?
Oh, Todd Miller, Yorkville.
Thank you.
You have a little housekeeping issue for maintenance. There's a light out in the part of the foyer that you come in the front door.
Right here?
Yep.
Thank you.
And then for us people who watch these, Matt, I know they're not a lot of us, but I do watch these city council meetings, and the audio is not the best. If you, I don't know exactly what you can do to maybe clean that up a little bit, but if you watch one of those, sometimes it's a little hard to follow what's being said. So I don't know if that's just a tweak of the dial or a little fine tuning or something, but it's for us that don't get to see a city council meeting, but or be here, but want to actually, you know, see it on TV, which is, you know, put on the public broadcast channel. This gentleman back there is responsible for recording the meetings and putting it on there. It's a little difficult to follow when it's on TV. So I just want to share that with you all. Encourage you, maybe if there's some some way to make that a little crisper and be helpful to the citizens who actually follow what goes on in local government. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Other citizen comments? No need for executive session. I don't think anyone's disappointed. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Second. Noszewski, Bolcher, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all.